I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
When a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, it makes a sound.
Scandinavia. There's a place where trolls walk in the clear. People you've been missing are all there. Hiding in the land of midnight sun. I can see something on the horizon. Scandinavia, I'll be brave for ya. Scandinavia. Safe from all the dull and endless days. Sun don't wanna shine here anyway. Scandinavia, Scandinavia, Scandinavia.
I am Wim Pharos. That's what their sign said. I am Wim Pharos. It's a mad, mad world, Grandma. Where do you go for a little peace? If you can't even find it in a nursing home. That was a lot, you know? I thought I was gonna... But I didn't. I don't know. It's one thing to be near people, but it's another thing to be, like, with people, you know? I just want to feel, like, peace for a while, after everything. Do you feel that way? Is it kind of nice to be silent? You and me will go to Scandinavia. Sound good? I think we both like it. Yeah? You don't have to speak there. Neither of us. Well, just one word. But you can do it. You and I will go. We know the word. All our thoughts unsaid can now be heard. Scandinavia, Scandinavia, Scandinavia.
Phil?
Hi, Cody.
That sounded good.
We're just, hanging out in here, the two of us. Wanna come in?
Yeah. Hi, Phil's grandma.
You can call her Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Hi. I'm in really big trouble.
Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Deirdre's gonna kill me.
Whoa.
And I'm gonna kill Tommy Niehart. It's really complicated.
Okay.
Really complicated.
I get it. You don't have to talk about it.
It's really, really complicated.
Well.
But I shouldn't talk about it.
Okay.
I'm so dead!
You wanna, you can talk to Nancy, if you want. I tell her stuff. Well, everything, really. She listens. She doesn't judge.
You tell her bad things?
Yeah. She knows all the bad things.
You do bad things?
Sure.
Well...
I'll take a hike.
No! Stay. You can stay.
Nah.
You can stay.
That's all right. I'll let you be alone.
Can you stay?
Okay.
I'm gonna look at Nancy, though, when I say it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna look at you.
That's cool.
Maybe don't look at me.
Play my guitar. Over here.
Yeah. That's good. Good idea. Okay. Nancy, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Nancy, okay. It's my fault there's people at the windows saying they're Wim Pharos. Even though they can't all be Wim Pharos because there was just one Wim Pharos, but... Maybe one of them is Wim Pharos. That would be awesome, but I didn't mean for it to happen. And it's all because of this YouTube video. I showed it to Phil. It's of me and Deirdre and Emma and my friend Rod, who's gone now.
We're in the clubhouse and we're singing Ghost Year and all this stuff happened and Tommy Niehart snuck in there and he took a video of us and it went viral. That means it was really popular and I was proud of it, but it was kind of like a one-time thing because Deirdre had to get out of jail and Emma came to the nursing home and Rod moved away and then Deirdre was like embarrassed and she didn't want to talk about it and she said she was moving on and she doesn't want to think about Winferos anymore, but Tommy, okay, so my friend Tommy is obsessed with the video. He says it's because of him that it went viral and that people still sometimes on the internet hashtag remember Winferos, and people do still do the hashtag, and Tommy's got a really big head about it. He made t-shirts that say remember Winferos, and he started selling them online. He went to coding camp and business camp. We learned the word exploitative in class, and I was like, that's what you are, Tommy. And he was like, I am not. And then he was like, I'm not making enough money off them anyway. So whatever, he stopped. But anyway, so me and Deirdre and Rod made this playlist of songs with Emma as a gift to her before she moved in here. We recorded it together in the attic. It was so that she could hear the songs whenever she wanted and remember the music and sing along and be happy. But Tommy found out about it because I accidentally told him. And Tommy was like, I have to hear the songs. You're such a great drummer, Cody. I got to hear Winferos the band. And he went on forever. So I sent him the playlist. But then Tommy, he just like right away copied the songs into the YouTube comments and he put all the songs out for download and said that it was our new album called Winferos, The Attic Tape. I freaked out when I saw that and I was like, delete it. But it was too late because people had already shared it and it's just like out there now, like in the world. So I freaked out. I was like, you're so exploitative, Tommy. Deirdre is going to be so mad. Those are Mrs. Gardner's songs. We made them for her as a private gift. And then he was like, Cody, the people need the music. They need to unpack their attic and get goosebumps. And I was like, wait, what did you say? And then he started saying other things that sounded a lot like Deirdre. And I was like, oh no, because Tommy, he also found the podcast, Deirdre's show that she made that no one listened to back then. Like, I don't think one person listened to it. Well, he got people to listen. He posted them all online everywhere, like all of it leading up to his video in the clubhouse. And so now people have listened. They know about It Makes a Sound. They know Deirdre, and I guess they found her. They found Rosemary Hills, and they're here, and it's my fault. It's my fault, Nancy. Deirdre's gonna hate me. Mm.
Well, it sounds like it's that Tommy guy.
He gets away with everything because he's tech savvy and fast and super short.
Right.
Those people, they're still out there. I snuck past them.
Can you tell your parents?
It's just my mom. My dad's never coming back.
Word. Tell your mom?
No, she wouldn't get it.
Right.
She doesn't get what we did for Winferos. Deirdre and me.
Oh. Hi, guys. Hello, Nancy, darling. Ready for bedtime? I came to see if she was asleep.
We've been talking with her.
That's nice. Lucky Nancy. Boys, have you seen Deirdre?
No.
Okay. Cody, something happened that you should know about. Emma had a stroke.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
Like how Nancy is?
Yeah.
Well, similar.
A stroke is a brain attack.
Emma is like Nancy?
Well, We'll see how she does. Strokes can have lots of different effects. A lot of times a stroke stops one side of the body, so it might be hard for her to use her arm or her leg or her speech. It might be hard to talk. So when you see her again, she might be a little different to you, Cody.
Can she sing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh.
Deirdre's here now, Cody. She came back to get some things for her mom. She's in Emma's room. Why don't you go see her? I think she could use a friend.
She won't want to see me.
Oh, I bet she would.
No, I'm not a good friend. I'm not a good friend.
What do you mean?
I'm a bad friend.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, Cody, that's not true. I see what a friend you are to Deirdre and to Emma. You keep them company. That's a lot. I've worked in nursing homes a long time. It's not easy for most people to keep good company. It's not easy for people to come visit. So they don't. But you come visit Emma and Deirdre all the time.
I like it.
I can see that you do. You know why? It's because you're a caretaker. A natural caretaker. You've got it in you. You're good at helping.
No, I'm not.
Trust me, I know. I'm a professional.
I'm not helping Deirdre. I'm just making everything worse.
Nope.
You don't know. There's stuff that I haven't told her.
Well, you know, tell her. Trust yourself. That you'll be able to figure it all out. That it will be okay. Right, Phil?
Yeah.
You two are good guys. We got good eggs here, huh, Nancy? Some nice, talented kids. You guys want some sugar-free candy?
Yeah, okay.
I always keep some in my pocket for residents.
No, thanks.
Here, take some. Put it in your pocket for something sweet later.
But I thought it's sugar-free.
It's still pretty sweet. It tastes like chemicals. I kind of like it. I'll take those.
All right. I'm off now. Good night, Nancy. Cody, can I take you over to Emma's room to see Deirdre? She'll probably be heading back to the hospital in a few minutes.
No.
Okay. Maybe Phil can take you there?
Yeah. Yeah. I can take him there.
Good, Phil. Okie dokie. Good night, you two.
Yeah, I think you should, tell her.
You do?
Yeah. I'll back you up.
You would?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have to tell her. Deirdre said no matter what, I have to tell the truth, so... Yeah. Yes. But she's gonna kill me. I am dead meat, but okay. Let's go. Let's do this!
Cody?
Whoa.
They said you were still here. I came to find you.
He was just coming to find you.
Deirdre,
Cody,
I'm sorry.
My mom had a stroke, so she's not very well. You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going back to the hospital. Do you need a ride home? I can take you.
I have my bike. Deirdre, I have to tell you something.
We'll talk later, okay?
It's my fault there's people at the window, Deirdre. I think you might be famous.
What do you mean?
On accident, I think I made you famous.
It's not really his fault. That Tommy Niehart guy is, like, all up in your business.
Tommy? What are... Cody, I just can't do this right now.
Deirdre, people know... I gave Emma's playlist to Tommy. He's been promoting the band, and they've heard it makes a sound.
How?
Tommy, the internet, viral.
He sounds like a real hustler.
Those people out there, they've come for Wim Pharos. They've come to see you.
Well, they have to go.
But did you see their signs?
Cody, I cannot play around in this right now.
But some of them say, I am Wim Pharos.
Well, they really need to go home then.
But what if they are? What if one of them is Wim Pharos?
They're not.
Would you recognize him? Don't you want to see him again? What if Wim Pharos is here?
He's not.
But what if he is?
There is no Wim Pharos, Cody.
What?
I made him up.
What?
It was just a kid named Tim Ferriss in a cul-de-sac. A regular kid like you.
But...
there's no such thing as Wim Pharos. Do you understand? So whoever they are, they have to go. There's nothing here.
But something's happening, Deirdre.
I'm sorry, Cody. But there is no Wim Pharos. And my mom is sick. And I'm sad. And that's the true story. That's all there is. I have to go now. Get him home, Phil. I have to go.
Come on.
I have my bike.
We can walk it.
There is no Wim Pharos.
Yeah. I heard.
I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go out the back way, so they won't see you. Wait, I'm just gonna grab my guitar. Good night, Graham.
Regular kid like me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You don't seem regular at all to me.
Yeah?
You're welcome. Let's go. This way. Here. Have my sugar-free candy.
Whoa. I don't like it. Wait. I kind of like it. I like it. How does it taste sweet if there's no sugar?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a convincing imitation.
It Makes a Sound is written, directed, and produced by Jacqueline Landgraf. Sound designed and engineered by me, Vincent Cascione. Production assistance and dialogue editing by Felicia Dominguez. Story consultant and Rosemary Hill's resident confectioner is Anya Saffer. Scandinavia was composed by Vin Cascione with lyrics by Vin and Jacqueline. Our credits music is by Nate Wida, with Wesley Zurich as Phil, Melissa Mahoney as Cody Elwood, Rebecca Delgado-Smith as Renata Lucio, and Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner. For transcripts, merch, and more, go to itmakesasound.com. A special thanks to Liam Everett, Jason Mayland, Drew Poinsett, and all of our supporters on Patreon. Thank you for listening. We're so glad you're here with us. And we have a little call to action. We haven't had many new reviews since we released season 2, and we'd love to get the energy flowing over there on the Big Apple of the internet. If you're enjoying this new chapter of our story, please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. On behalf of our friends in Rosemary Hills, take care. Be a helper. Thank the helpers. And a little advice. Remember to stay on the good side of the short kids at coding camp. And remember Wim Pharos.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.